I'm the B-list.
Well, you know, here's my thing. It's over. Where's the T-shirt?
After party. I thought about it a little bit, and I'm like, you know what? You just won the championship. Let's not ruin these pictures for the next 20 years and not be wearing a T-shirt. So if I'd look back, I'd be pretty upset with myself. So just so happy to enjoy it. What an unbelievable night.
Well, the Colburn fan club obviously would support it, but that's okay. How does it feel now knowing that it's official? The night has come to an end, basically, and you guys have been presented with a championship.
Yeah, I mean, you get a lot of accolades and a lot of hype, you know, from all over the place. But when you get it really from your peers and that's kind of what racing banquets are about, you know, whether it's be a short track or, you know, on this grand stage like it is tonight, to get those accolades from your peers is really what you remember.
Anything you want? Go ahead.
Cole, I wanted to ask you, last lap, when you're sitting up on the box, what was going through the mind on that last lap in Miami Homestead?
I was really calm up until those last two laps. We kind of got two to go. It started like felt this weight come on, and I thought about all the losses that I've gone through this year, and you know, really felt those in my soul. Really, that last lap, and when Martin crossed the line and we won it, it was just a bevy of emotions. I mean, to think of everything that's been through, you know, just this year, your life, you know, and have all that culminate in winning a championship is unbelievable.
What's the party going to be like? I know where it's at. I've heard it's going to be pretty big. But what about you? Are you going to let go and cut loose?
Oh, tonight? I'll let loose, no doubt about it. I'm so stoked that our whole team's here and just hearing them cheering in the back every time they started cheering, it just brought a tear to my eye. So excited for everybody and just so many of the hardships that go through. Like, everybody has to make sacrifices to do this at the level that we do, and so many late nights and Saturdays and Sundays, you know, even for the road crew obviously, but then the guys in the shop, just all the hours they've put in and all the sacrifices they've made to get them to celebrate, you know, their life's work along with ours is so much fun. I can't wait.
Is this worth it, knowing what you guys went through this year, the sorrow, the sacrifice, and the struggles, and now the triumph?
Yeah, I mean, it's better than finish second, I know that. So very, very more fun than very, very much more fun than finishing second. So we're going to enjoy it and celebrate it tonight.
Are they going to give you, like, your own day in Canada?
I don't know. I think it's been pretty neat, you know, all the coverage we've got national media-wise in Canada. It's hard if you're not a hockey player to get much attention there. So it's pretty neat how much they've embraced it and embraced sport, and deservingly so. I mean, there's a tremendous race scene there. I mean, the short track scene in Canada is awesome. That's what I grew up in. And to get that coverage and get the sport, you know, covered there is really cool.
You have anything?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, all of it. I mean, I just don't know how you put it all into words. I mean, there's so many moments. Every time you turn around, you get these waves. It's like, holy crap, we won the championship, you know? And it's like, you go through the motions, and you have something hit, and you're like, we won the championship. And then after about 30 times, it's still just as much as exciting as it is the first time.
Has it really set in yet that you won the championship? It's your team, it's your driver, it's you, it's everybody.
I don't know if it ever sets in. I mean, I think just everybody on our team, you know, all the years they've put into this, and I know myself. I mean, I've worked my whole life for this. Martin's worked for this whole life for us. Just getting to see him share it with his family and all the people on our team share with their families, and that's what racing's all about. I mean, racing is a family sport at the core of it, and when you see all those families come together and culminate in a goal of winning a championship is really what helps it set in.
You've been peppered with questions for a week and a half now, ever since Homestead, and probably even before that. Is there anything that you want to say personally to the fans, to the people out there, to the NASCAR, to Martin, about anything that was left out that you haven't got to say yet that you want to tell people?
No, I just, I think a lot of the credit needs to go to Martin. I mean, he's going to be an amazing champion. I think, I'm always an advocate of the sport just needing getting back to its roots. You know, we have to gone through a transition where we're always trying to get into different markets and grow the sport, and it's like, really, what it, we can't lose the value of what it's all about. And I think when you look at him and how he is and the person he is, it's at the core of what this sport's about. And I think that's the fact that needs to get sold, and the fact that he's who he is, and to be a champion in this level is really what NASCAR's about.
I have one final.